Chapter 11. Questions. Who and whom in embedded sentences, quaclaratives, question tags and tag questions, multiple WH questions, bridge verbs, WH constructions and discourse function. Day 51. Talk to whoever comes by.
You know, Marta, we've been using all kinds of questions in these conversations of ours, but we haven't said much about them, especially those where you have to decide whether it's who or whom.
Yes. WH questions, along with what, when, where, why, whose, even how. But who is alone, of course, and having the alternative, whom.
What do you mean, alternative? Who and whom aren't interchangeable, are they?
You tell me, Patrick.
Well, suppose you remark that whys and therefores is a good source for stuff about the English language, and someone else replies, who says so? Or even a bit sarcastically, says who? But whom says so, or says whom, never.
Why not?
Well, let's see. I guess in who says so, who is questioning the subject of the verb says.
So what's an example of where you would use whom in a question?
Okay. How about whom do you know?
But can you imagine yourself ever actually saying whom do you know?
Sounds kind of stilted. I'd use who, I guess.
Sure. In conversation, you tend to be informal. But in formal writing, it's a little different, as in perhaps a newspaper report that they wonder whom the people will elect.
And who will they elect is fine, of course.
Well, are the two whos functioning the same way in who says so and who will they elect?
No, they can't be. One subject, who says, the other object, who elect, elect who? And I can also say who elects who? Again, two different whos.
How about who votes for who or for whom? What are who and whom doing here?
Whom and the second who are both object of for, which is a preposition. So I guess whom can only serve as object of both verbs and prepositions, whereas who is subject but can also occur informally as object.
Sounds pretty reasonable to me, but let's keep going. Suppose you ask the question, whom should I vote for? And I reply, vote for whomever appeals to you. Any reaction?
Doesn't sound quite right, Marta, but I don't know why.
Well, what's whomever doing here?
I guess it's object of the preposition for.
Really? Then what about the verb appeal?
Oh, whomever appeals. No, that's not right. What's going on?
Think of it this way, Patrick. What's the internal structure of WH appeals to you?
Well, for one thing, I guess, the WH thing is subject. So it should be whoever appeals. But the whole phrase whoever appeals to you is object of the preposition for, so why isn't it whomever?
Look again. What kind of sentence have you got here?
Well, it's really a sentence inside of a sentence, because the person you vote for is expressed in the form of another sentence, whoever appeals to you.
Bravo! You could sort of lay it out as vote for whoever appeals to you.
I get it. So what determines the who or whom form here is what's in the inside sentence.